Welcome to the Oxford Healthcare Improvement Podcast Series, brought to you by Dr. Daniel Morne, Medical Lead for the Centre. I've got Professor Charles Vincent with me this morning to talk about errors that are done in the clinical world. I know, speaking as a clinician myself, as a doctor and working in mental health, that this is something that worries me. Charles, thanks for coming and speaking to us about this morning.
Very pleasure to be here, Daniel.
Now, I want to speak to you about this because as clinicians, we're making decisions all the time. And I think I speak for us all when we're worried about doing the wrong thing, making the wrong decision. We're often pressured in our decision making. We're often being asked to step out of our comfort zone. We're often working in systems that are not set up to really help us work in the best way we possibly could. And we know that errors happen all the time, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So you've done some thinking in this area about errors that clinicians have made.
Yes, well, many people have, clinicians and psychologists and many people. And I suppose the clinical environment is particularly difficult. And like some other safety critical industries, mistakes are much more consequential. So as everybody knows, we make mistakes constantly in daily life. We forget phone numbers, or we write the phone number down wrong, or, you know, little things like that. But in the clinical environment, that very same lapse can have, you know, very severe consequences. So it is particularly difficult for doctors, nurses, and certain other professions where mistakes, you know, can have very major consequences.
I know that we've looked at the airline industry, haven't we, as a safety critical industry. How have we brought some of that learning into the clinical world?
Yes, I think the aviation in many respects is very, very different from healthcare. But the sort of cultural initiatives, as you might say, is certainly something we can learn from. I think many different industries, including healthcare, we've come to understand just how common error is. Error is a tricky term to define, but let's say errors happen all the time. And that's one very important understanding in itself. Because firstly, if you don't think of yourself as a sort of superman or superwoman, you get more savvy at thinking, I might have made a mistake, I better go back and check, without being sort of neurotic about it. But the assumption that things can go wrong is very important in itself. And it's particularly important for a team, because if you work in a team where everybody understands that mistakes are made, then everybody can look out for each other. And that's the best protection against mistakes, is for your colleagues to be willing and ready to speak up and say, did you check that? Or have you just, I think we ought to go back and look at that.
That's one way that, you know, I know as a clinician, you can feel a bit worried about your practice, as if you've got colleagues looking at your work and always double checking you. Would that not make you feel a bit sort of worried about being judged by your peers?
It depends how it's done. I agree that if you've got people coming in doing performance management on you and being critical, then that's not helpful at all. But if you work in a team and you build an atmosphere of trust, which is, as a leader, you know, I know you do, then it can be very, very helpful for people. And, you know, there are very famous cases of people seeing an error unfold in front of their eyes and not speaking up. And, you know, everybody feels awful after an occasion like that. Whereas if in your juniors, I think a smart clinician, if you like, is very insistent that they look at their junior staff and say, if you see me doing something that you don't think's right, you tell me. And I'd rather you told me and were wrong than I sat there and wrote the prescription wrong or whatever it was. And, you know, you just sat there dumb.
So we're talking about psychological safety here, aren't we? And I agree with you. It's very important to have that openness, that transparency of working, and that willingness to not only help others out in a non-judgmental way, but to be willing to be challenged as well. And I think I certainly really work hard to get that culture going in my team. And I think it's something that, you know, I agree with you, Charles, is really fundamental. But there are other things, aren't there, that can help? Because the Swiss cheese model is potentially one of the most well-known ways of thinking about safety. And, you know, Swiss cheese is a holy cheese, and if you get through, you know, one hole of perhaps me being tired, and then the next hole of there being a drug card which isn't very well designed, and then another hole might be a medication that has doses that are a bit confusing between dose regimens, and suddenly you've gone through enough holes, then there's an error. So we know from the Swiss cheese model says it's not the person, it's the system, or perhaps it's a combination of both. So, I mean, how do we know about, or how do we respond when an error happens? Do we, what do we do to distinguish between, you know, is it, do we go, you know, look at the person, or do we look at the system first, or what?
I think what the first thing to say is that I think all of us, you see an error, and there are studies on this, the worse the outcome, the more we're apt to blame the person who did it and think, well, they must be the most terrible doctor. Just imagine that, or the terrible nurse and so on. That's the sort of gut reaction that we have, is to sort of attribute them, you know, their poor character and all the rest of it. But as you rightly say, when you actually look at these things in detail, very often these people, the people who are sort of most recently in contact with the patient, if you like, Arthur, Jim Reason used to talk about, who invented the Swiss cheese, people as victims of accidents, in the sense that, you know, they were sort of set up, they were tired, you know, they didn't have all the information they needed, they were looking at two drug, you know, files that looked almost exactly the same or easy confused. There was a whole sort of set of things going on that made it almost inevitable that they'd make a mistake. Now, that's not always true. There are obviously people who are just not conscientious and not careful. But an awful lot of the time, as you say, you've got well-intentioned people working in a very, very difficult system. And we have to somehow step back and try and imagine ourselves in the very same situation. And then it becomes a lot clearer that the liability to making mistakes is considerable for all of us. I would also add just one thing. We're not talking about just being nice to people in all this. We're talking about understanding things properly and protecting our patients. So it's not a question we should just be nice. We should be thoughtful is much more what we're trying to say.
So speaking as a clinician, you know, I can't guarantee that I'm, you know, in the next year or two, I'm not going to make a big accidental error, despite how hard I try. Yeah. And I guess what you're saying is, you know, that is inevitable to a certain extent. My responsibility isn't to be perfect all the time. That's impossible. My responsibility is to develop a culture of psychological safety where we can challenge each other.
Yeah.
And perhaps to think critically about what I'm doing day to day to see how I can make my decisions perhaps more controlled or within parameters that allow for us to notice the mistakes if they're made before they become an error or a patient impact.
I think what you say about doing everything you can to make mistakes visible to the team, or to, and it includes patients and families, being sure to say, you know, if you're not happy or you think there's something wrong, then you must let us know. And the visibility, going in with that attitude of mistakes are going to happen, our job is to find out when they do and act quickly on them, is much better than going in with an attitude of we're never going to make mistakes, odd as it may sound.
I think that's a really good way to, or place to leave it, actually, because as a clinician now, I don't have to feel, based on what you're saying, like I need to be perfect the whole time. But actually, it's about working in such a way as a team to think more carefully about our decisions, more carefully about safety, rather than striving to be perfect all the time. So thank you for your insight into this difficult and emotional area, Charles.
Yes, it's a tricky area, but it's great that we've been able to talk about it so openly this morning.